With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Hundreds of thousands of Gaza residents seeking to heed the order from Israel and evacuate. Gaza bracing for a looming invasion. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the administration's goal is to ensure that every American in Gaza is able to evacuate.
We have been working round the clock. We have an entire dedicated team that is working on nothing but this, helping American citizens who are in Gaza be able to get safe passage through the border crossing to Egypt.
Sullivan says it is a key challenge.
We are in touch with our Israeli counterparts. We're in touch with the United Nations to help secure the necessary supplies of food, water, and medicine to the citizens of Gaza, those Palestinians who have nothing to do with the barbaric terrorists who carried out this attack.
Audio courtesy of ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Also at SRNNews.com, former Vice President Mike Pence will skip the Nevada GOP caucus and run in the state primary instead. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Nevada's Republican Party has decided to run its own caucuses 2 days after a state-run primary in early February. The party has barred candidates from competing in both. Critics say the move favors Donald Trump. Pence is the first major GOP contender to announce he'll skip the caucus. By skipping, Pence gives up a chance to try to win Nevada's relatively small number of delegates. Instead, he's hoping a primary win will demonstrate electability with a wider group of voters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake striking western Afghanistan just 1 week after strong quakes killed thousands and flattened entire villages. Authorities say four people have died in this quake, but many are missing. This is SRN News. The National Hockey League bans gay tape.
Players apply heavy tape to their sticks to improve grip and protect the blade. Some teams have been forcing them to use rainbow colored tape to celebrate the LGBT community. That sparked something of a mutiny amongst players last season, and now the NHL has put an end to the practice. It's issued a letter saying, quote, players shall not be put in the position of having to demonstrate personal support for any special initiatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska's top election official confirming voters will decide next year whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. Petition effort to get that question on the 24 ballot will exceed the number of signatures needed. Many parents are seeking alternatives to public classrooms due to disputes over the LGBT agenda and political issues. This is SRN News. High school students' scores on the ACT college admissions test dropping to their lowest in more than three decades. Here's John Scott.
And it's showing a lack of student preparedness for college-level coursework, according to the nonprofit organization that administers the test. Scores have been falling for six consecutive years, but the trend accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. The average ACT composite score for U.S. students was 19.5 out of 36. Last year, the average score was 19.8. John Scott reporting.
If government regulators prevail in the biggest U.S. antitrust trial in 25 years, it's likely to unleash drastic changes designed to undermining the dominance of the Google search engine that defines the internet for billions. The 10-week trial is now nearing the midway point. More details at srnnews.com.